In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, our gospel today tells the story of a great miracle, the Lord's resuscitation of the dead son of the widow of Nain. This marvel echoes very precisely the miracle of the prophet Elijah, who revived the only son of the widow of Zarephath in Sidon. But there are some important differences between the two stories. Elijah first reproaches the Lord. "O Lord, my God, have you brought calamity upon the widow with whom I am staying by killing her son?" Only then does he proceed to beg for a miracle, asking three times, "O Lord, my God, let this child's life come into him again." The first book of Kings is very clear. The Lord listened to the voice of Elijah. The life of the child came into him again, and he revived. That is to say, the prophet prayed, but it was emphatically the Lord and not Elijah himself who worked the miracle. And the relieved mother's response is proportionate with Elijah's limited contribution. She says, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is true." By contrast, when the Lord Jesus heals the son of the widow of Nain, he's utterly serene. He doesn't cry out in grief and protest to God. On the contrary, he tells the bereaved mother, "Do not weep." And he doesn't ask God for a miracle. With absolute self-confidence, he commands the dead young man to return to life. Notice the precise words. "Young man, I say to you, rise." Where Elijah points to God, the Lord points to himself. Where Elijah seeks the intervention of one far greater than he, Jesus acts on his own initiative with the fullness of the divine power. For this reason, the townsfolk of Nain are filled with fear, which is the constant biblical reaction to the presence of God. And they say not, "I know now that you are a man of God," but rather, "God has visited his people." These differences are important because they underline how different the Lord is. He's not merely one more prophet, not just another wonder worker, not, as our contemporaries sometimes like to say, just a great moral teacher. But even more important than these differences is an unspoken similarity between the two stories. Neither the boy raised by Elijah nor the young man raised by Jesus lived forever. God had pity on the widow of Zarephath and the widow of Nain, but neither of them would see death overcome completely and their sons raised to a new and more glorious and utterly infinite kind of life. Only the widow of Nazareth would see that. Only she who wept for a son who was also God, only she would be a witness to the supreme power of God, not only to resuscitate a single dead man for a little while, but to inaugurate the resurrection of all the dead, which lasts forever. My friends, one important lesson we can take from our miracle today is that miracles are important because they prove that the Lord is who he says he is. The message he speaks is true. But beyond that, miracles don't finally matter that much. What really matters is not the prolongation of earthly life, but the beginning of eternal life. What really counts is not the dramatic revival of the corpse that makes the mother exclaim and the crowd wonder, but rather the hidden, imperceptible renewal of grace in the once dead soul. Elijah's greatest accomplishment wasn't the raising of the boy in Zarephath. It was to banish idolatry from Israel for a time. And then came our Lord, who banished sin and death forever from all those who would believe in him. Today we ask the help of the prophet's prayers and the Savior's grace. The spiritually dead among us may be raised, and all our false gods may be smashed forever. Yes, we ask that our material needs may be met and our corporal diseases healed. But even more, we ask that we may be found worthy to rise on the last day. Then, finally, the son of the widow of Zarephath and the son of the widow of Nain, and we hope we ourselves, will meet the son of the widow of Nazareth face to face and enter with him into eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.